A reading from the prophet Isaiah. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice, and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. The word of the Lord. When I taught the gifts of the Holy Spirit to the students who were preparing for the reception of the sacrament of confirmation, and came to the last one listed, fear of the Lord, I found it to be a real challenge. Trying to balance the image of God, who is to be feared, with a merciful and forgiving God. But then, some years ago, I had an experience that I consider a great blessing, an experience that helped me not only as a teacher, but was helpful to me personally. One of the older sisters with whom I lived had a terrible cold and went to bed early. I brought her her supper and stayed with her while she ate. During our conversation, I mentioned that she should wear a sweater or a coat when she stepped out to get the mail or went from one building to another. She said to me, "Sister, I am not afraid to die. When I meet God, I will not be afraid, only embarrassed." When I asked her why she would be embarrassed, she replied, "Because God has been so good to me, and I have not always been good to God." That experience put a whole different light on how I think of fear of the Lord. I know God is willing to forgive me no matter what I might do. I know that our God is not a God who is looking for ways to punish me for my sins. I also know that God has been good to me, given me the gift of life, everything I enjoy, as a human being and as his child. I know God has given me Jesus to show me how to live and to show me his love. And I know that I'm not alone on this journey of life, and that the Holy Spirit will enable me to try to be faithful. If I can remember these truths about God, I will try to be faithful, but not because of fear. I remember one of my friends saying that when she was in high school, she was very popular and had many opportunities to do some foolish and dangerous things. It was not the fear of punishment that kept her from making these mistakes. It was the image she had of her parents and how hurt they would be if she did fall into the temptation. She loved her parents so much and knew that they loved her. She could not bear the thought of disgracing them or doing something that would disappoint them in her. She knew there would be no punishment from them, that they would continue to love her. But she could not bear the thought of hurting them, disappointing them. That is the kind of fear of the Lord that I believe in. The term that is commonly used now for this gift is wonder and awe. When I meet God at the end of my life, I don't think I'll be as afraid as I will be embarrassed. I believe that God, who is so accepting of me and my weaknesses, will reassure me of his love, and I will be filled with wonder and awe as I experience his mercy again. Dear merciful God, the love you have shown me throughout my life fills me with wonder and awe. I pray that I may keep in mind the many times and ways you have shown your love for me. May these thoughts and memories help me to be more faithful to you in my daily life.